True success involves aligning your actions and achievements with your personal values and aspirations in leading a fulfilling life. Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I am passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Zest for Life podcast, episode 12. If you are up here in North America, today is Easter Monday. And I know many of us have the day off, but also know that many of us don't. So I hope this podcast gives you that extra bounce in your step today. And thank you for all those encouraging words from last week's podcast episode, which was on ending the cycle to procrastination. And as I mentioned, that podcast was specially curated by me for you because you as a listener highly requested I delve deeper into the topic of procrastination. And so thank you so much for your feedback, and I would love to hear your thoughts on my podcast. So please leave a review on Apple Podcast or rate on Spotify. It means so much to me as it helps get the Zest for Life podcast out there into the world, into the listeners' ears for their weekly dose of inspiration and motivation and zest. I love grounding ideas and concepts in a story or giving examples. It always helps me express my thoughts and convey my ideas in a creative way. And I also have a hunch that you most likely will remember stories and examples better than a whole series of reflective questions. So here we go. As I was jotting down notes for this episode, I was really thinking and reflecting on my own definition of success and how one's definition of success may not be someone else's definition of success. It truly is very subjective, very specific to the person. So for me, success is defined in these ways. I love to be able to look at life and see that I'm having a balanced life. Balance is something I really strive to uphold in my life and find that when I do have balance, I am a lot more at peace, I have more joy in my heart, I'm a better person, and I show up in my full essence and vibrancy in life. When I say balance, let me clarify what balance means to me. It is found in having time for myself, time for other people, time for my purpose, time for learning and growing, and time for rest. And when I say time for myself, I truly, truly believe that the more time that we have for self-care, self-reflection, self-love, the clearer you get with your own purpose on earth, your own definition of success, and your own needs and wants. That's why I'm starting with self-care and the rest are in no particular order, okay? So I do rank self-care as number one. And for me, having a balance is also found in having time for my family and friends. I really, really appreciate and value people. And so for me, having quality time to spend with my friends are crucial. I love quality time. It's one of my love languages. So it's very important to me being present and fully engaged. You know, we all know those people that you've been around, and you know that even though they are right in front of you, maybe they're nodding, maybe they're smiling, but you know, and you know, that they are far, far away from that conversation. They are not present. Their minds are occupied. They are elsewhere. I strive not to be that person and really consciously make an effort to be present when I'm talking to someone and engaged in conversation. The other aspects that help me maintain balance are my work. It is important for me to do good work in this world. And so for you, it might be your job, it might be found in your purpose, it might be found in what you do. Also, success for me is in learning and growing. For me, it's important that I don't stay stagnant in my learning as a person, maybe through self-development or doing new courses or learning a new hobby. As long as I'm growing in some way or form, that means a lot to me as a person. For example, I learned from scratch how to create a podcast. You guys, I am not a techie person. You know that. If you've listened to my previous episodes, this does not come naturally, the technical parts. But I taught myself by watching YouTube, Googling, doing a course, and just figuring it out. Playing with it. I also had fun, you know, in the process. I'm still having a ton of fun. Instead of looking at podcasting as something scary, I have had immense fun creating the content, recording, editing, creating the artwork for my podcast cover, figuring out how to post episodes, hosting platforms, how to disseminate, how to write up show notes for each episode, and creating a new Zest for Life Instagram account. By the way, if you're not yet following, go check it out. I post almost every day, so come on, let's be Insta pals. For me, having a fulfilling spiritual life is also crucial. Having that church family or having that time for prayer, devotions, and meditation, all of those things are very sacred and important to me in order to have a fully balanced life. So back to the question about how do I define my success? I also want to add that showing up as a kind person in this world, a person that holds truth and integrity, means everything. You can't always measure this type of success, but you could perhaps gauge by asking yourself honestly, how did I show up today? How did people feel in my presence? Did I leave the space better than when I walked in? What would I do differently next time? These are some of my own personal reflections that I ask myself. And it's not something that I consciously do these days, but I'm wired this way now and it naturally just flows from my subconscious. Success can be defined as the achievement of a desired goal, accomplishment, or the attainment of wealth, fame, or social status. However, true success is subjective and can also be seen as the fulfillment of one's personal aspirations, their growth, happiness, and overall well-being. It is about reaching a state of satisfaction and contentment in various aspects of life. Like I've already mentioned, you know, including career, relationships, your own personal development, and contribution to society, to your community. Success is not solely measured by external markers, but also internal fulfillment, self-awareness, and living a purposeful and meaningful life. So here are some markers of professional success, and it may or may not include any of the following. These are just some markers. So it could be career advancement. You might find success in progressing in your career, such as receiving promotions, taking leadership roles, or being recognized for achievements. And it could be a significant marker of professional success. The next could be skills, you know, developing your skills, continually improving and expanding on your skills, your knowledge in the workplace could be markers of professional success. Or being able to adapt to new technologies, you know, they always throw new things, new software, and just being able to adapt to those new trends and, you know, all the challenges to help enhance your career growth. It could be also in positive feedback and recognition that you receive, awards or accolades from colleagues or supervisors or your manager, your boss, or in industry peers. That could be, you know, give you some personal markers of your professional success. And also could be in meeting goals and targets, you know, being consistent in meeting your targets and maybe even exceeding performance goals, targets, and expectations, you know, set by your employers or clients is, you know, they are also markers of professional success. And, you know, you are demonstrating productivity, efficiency, and effectiveness in your work. Your own professional development, such as engaging continuous professional development, you know, going to training programs, pursuing more certificates, higher education, those could be professional markers as well. And investing in your own growth and learning will enhance career prospects for you in the future as well. Okay, I'll give you one more just for good measure. Job satisfaction. Feeling fulfilled, motivated, and engaged in your work is a true marker of professional success. Finding meaning, purpose, and enjoyment in your career contributions to, you know, gives you the overall job satisfaction and success in your realm of work. And here are some markers of personal success. It could be setting and achieving goals. Your own personal success often involves setting specific, measurable goals and working towards achieving them. Progressing towards and reaching these goals can be a significant marker of success in your life. Of course, self-awareness and growth, being able to understand your own strengths and weaknesses and actively working on personal growth and development are important markers of success as well. And continued learning and improvement helps to contribute to your personal fulfillment. Having healthy relationships, building and maintaining healthy, supportive relationships with family, friends, and colleagues can be markers of personal success. You know, those strong connections and positive interactions with others really do contribute to your overall well-being. You can also find success, personal success in emotional intelligence, having, you know, being able to develop your emotional intelligence, such as self-regulation, empathy, and effective communication. Those could be markers of personal success for you. Being able to manage emotions and navigate social situations positively can lead to greater success in various aspects of life. And of course, we're now going to jump into work-life balance. I've got to mention this one. Achieving a balance between work, personal life, and self-care is a marker of personal success. Prioritizing well-being, setting boundaries, and finding harmony. Yes, harmony between different areas of life contributes to overall happiness and success. And we've got to throw in financial stability. While not the sole, you know, this is not the sole indicator of success, we know that, but financial stability and security can contribute, you know, towards personal success. Being able to manage finances responsibly, save for the future, and achieve financial goals can contribute to a sense of accomplishment and contributing as well to others. So this is the volunteerism, making positive impact on others, whether through acts of kindness, you may be mentoring someone, like I mentioned, volunteering, or even professional contributions can be great markers for personal success and giving back. You know, giving back to your community and helping others can bring a sense of true purpose and fulfillment in your life. And I want to leave you with a couple more as well for personal markers. It could be that you are, you know, you are living authentically. What does that mean to you? Being true to yourself, living in alignment with your personal values, and pursuing passions and interests authentically are amazing markers of personal success. Embracing individuality and staying true to one's belief contributes to a sense of fulfillment. I'm a real advocate for living authentically, staying in your lane, stop comparing yourself with everyone else around you. One more, your overall well-being. So ultimately, you know, personal success can be measured by your overall well-being and happiness. Feeling content, fulfilled, and at peace, which I mentioned earlier, peace with yourself and your own life can be ultimate markers of personal success. Now, along with the professional and personal success, I now want to include some indicators of false indicators of success in a person's life. I've included these here not for you to feel judged or to feel negative or guilty of any of these things. It's just there for you to kind of ponder and think about and make some positive changes in your own life if you feel that you need to. If things aren't aligning with who you are, these are some indicators. So they're here to help you. So the first one could be material possessions. You know, while having material wealth or possessions can be a great sign of success, you know, which with overall success, it could also be kind of misleading. Like true success encompasses more than just material wealth. It includes factors such as personal fulfillment, relationships, and well-being as well. You can have both. Absolutely, you can. And the second one, that we're highlighting is social media presence. Social media, yep. A large following or, you know, impressive social media presence may give you the appearance of success, but it does not necessarily reflect the genuine fulfillment or achievement in your personal or professional life. Success should be measured beyond external validation on social media platforms. The third one could be job titles or prestige. Now, holding prestigious job titles or working in a high status profession can be seen as a marker of success. But true success is not solely defined by external recognition or societal status. Personal fulfillment and alignment with one's values are essential components of genuine success. Please don't take this the wrong way. There is nothing wrong with job titles. After all, you have worked so incredibly hard to attain this. Just don't forget that there is more to you and more to life than just a job title. That's all. And the next one could be the whole comparison to others trap. So comparing yourself to others, you know, based on external markers such as success, wealth, status, or achievements can lead to a false sense of success. You know, as I mentioned earlier, success is subjective and should be defined based on individual values, goals, and aspirations rather than external benchmarks. Now, this one I think we've all been guilty of, or at least I have. Perfectionism, striving for perfection in all aspects of life may be perceived as a sign of success, but it can also lead to unrealistic expectations, burnout, and dissatisfaction. Embracing imperfection, learning from failures, and focusing on progress are more sustainable indicators of success. And I've certainly learned and grown in my own personal journey around this as well. The next one could be, oh, this is a good one, busyness or overwork. Sometimes we think if I just get super busy, then I must be doing important things. I must be successful. But constantly being busy or overworking yourself may be viewed as a sign of success, but it can also lead to stress, burnout, and neglect of personal well-being. True success includes a balance between work, personal life, and self-care. You can find some great tips on self-care in episodes 5 and 6, so check them out if you haven't already and go listen to them or re-listen. The next one could be external validation. Constantly seeking external validation and approval from others are a measure of success, as your measure of success can be super misleading. True success comes from within and is based on self-awareness, self-acceptance, and personal growth rather than external validation. And once again, this is not to make you feel guilty. We've all been there. So seeking validation at work or home or amongst your family and friends. And lastly, I'll give you one more: lack of personal fulfillment. You know, achieving external markers of success without experiencing personal fulfillment, happiness, or a sense of purpose can be a false indicator of success. Only you will know what those are in your life. If you don't, then spend time in quiet, reflect, journal, and you will know. True success involves aligning your actions and achievements with your personal values and aspirations in leading a fulfilling life. By recognizing and avoiding these false indicators of success, you can focus on defining success on your own terms and pursuing goals that truly align with your values and well-being. Now, to get clear on what success means to you, you can ask yourself these following questions. You could ask yourself, number one, what are my values and priorities in life? Reflect on what matters most to you, whether it's family, career, personal growth, relationships, your spiritual life, or other aspects. Understanding your core values can help define what success looks like for you. Number two, what are my long-term goals and aspirations? Consider where you see yourself in the future and what achievements would make you feel successful. Setting specific, measurable goals can provide clarity on your definition of success. Number three, what does a fulfilling and meaningful life look like to me? Think about what activities, experiences, and relationships that bring you joy, fulfillment, and a sense of purpose. Identifying what makes your life meaningful can guide your definition of success. Number four, how do I define success in different areas of my life? For example, career, relationships, personal growth. Explore how you define success in your various aspects of your life, such as career advancement, personal relationships, health and well-being, and personal development. Clarifying what success means in each area can provide a holistic view. Number five, what motivates and inspires me? Reflect on what drives you, what excites you, and what inspires you to take action. Understanding your sources of motivation can help align your definition of success with your passions and interests. Number six, what are my strengths, skills, and talents? Identify your unique strengths, skills, and talents that set you apart. Leveraging these qualities in pursuit of your goals can lead to a sense of accomplishment and success. Number seven, how do I measure success? For example, financial achievements, personal growth, impact on others. Consider how you currently measure success and whether these metrics align with your values and aspirations. And exploring different ways to measure success can provide a broader perspective. Number eight, ask yourself what obstacles or limiting beliefs may be holding me back from defining success on my own terms. Reflect on any fears, doubts, or limiting beliefs that may be influencing your definition of success. And overcoming these obstacles can help you clarify what success truly means to you. By asking yourself these questions, writing them in your journal, and engaging in self-reflection, you can gain clarity on what success means to you and define your own path to achieving it. So I encourage you this week, get that notebook out and journal your thoughts or type them out on your laptop. There is something valuable about seeing your thoughts out on paper or on the screen, reading them back to yourself and really doing some introspective work to get super clear and aligned with your own definition of success. So we can all live this beautiful life with more zest. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.